我四楼你四，你好像考出一座，你看，我一下子，说，别啥我，你考出一座，啥子呀？我就看，我一看，说，你
breakfast，
他们家是啥客？说等你菜，不，是我来给你啥客？那客人也已经考出。But Kerala Maslitreya is higher. So Mele is only higher if his Kerala Maslitreya steht für us. Why? Because in view of the fact that in Tvira, if it's less than 10 Tvira, it's not there. So in Kerala, where by itself, it's not in Leches Yisrael. But it becomes in Leches Yisrael because of the Al-Nasli Saki motive. So Mele, it has to conform to the Shiur in the Al-Nasli Saki. So Kerei Al-Nasli Tver Tvira Achas will be Potter. But Kerei Al-Nasli Tver, Shtei Tvira is high. This is what the Mishnah means. Hamikau Kerei Al-Nasli Saki in Shiur Ekin Saki. Shiur Am-Labein, Shir am labein, labein means bleaching, I mean literally. But it means when you wash clothes, when you soak cloth, shriyos is el kibuse. So by merely soaking a beget in water, so yachay mishum labein. The aminape is heckling, in other words, heckling the strip of wool. So that's combing it out, the atzibeya, dyeing, in other words, color, the spinning. So they all have one shear. Kimlei rechafasid. Rechafasid means the distance between the etzba and the armor. So this is the etzba, this is the armor. So the distance between the etzba and the armor is rechafasid. Rechafasid. So what is the shear of Mlape, Minape, Tzibeya, and Teve, over how much? Over Kimlei Rechapasit Kof. So, Rechapasit Kof. So this is Rechapasit, the distance between the Esba and Am is Rechapasit. But double the distance between the Esba and Am. So the Gemara points out that's equal to the distance between the Agudel and the Esba. In other words, the distance between the Agudel and the Ezba is twice the distance between the Ezba and the Am. Kimlei Recha Basitkop. Bioerei Shnei Chutin Bochiurei Kimloi Hasit. Not Sitkop. In respect to Melabin and Apitzebe and Teve, so the Shiro is Sitkop. But Erei just Kimloi Hasit. The distance between the Ezba and the Amo. Rashi. Hasid Kofun for the Gemara see to Efzek she bin Ezba la Amo. Moshod and Yochel Archivei. And the top of the Lib and the Nipi the Tzoba she in Kulma with Loch is Chutech Ot Or Kishir Azeh Chayev. Hoi Rik Beis Chut in Shure Berich Vabeget Kim Le Asid Shavo Pishol Yor Gaut Nikol Rich Vabeget Chayev. Anyway, the Mishnah says here. The Bakereya Bachamosei Akreya b'chamosei, b'almeisei. So he's brought up because he's in the culture of the Rimini. Akreya b'chamosei, b'aveilei, b'almeisei, chaye. So we see that he's chaye. B'aval pi, shemichalis ha-shabes, yotzo yedei kriye. So there is still a between the Mishnah and the Brites. The Mishnah says, Kereya b'chamosei and meisei is poter, and the Brisa says, Kereya b'chamosei and meisei is chay. Loikash, hopim es di day, hopim es di alme. In other words, the Brisa that says, Kereya b'chamosei, v'aveile is chay, or meisei is chay, has reference to mes di day. In other words, in mes, a close relative of a whom is mechuyev to to be Kereya, so then he's not in the Kaukeo because he's the kind of mitzvah. Oh, and the Mishnah that says, The Talmud says, Potter is reference to Mezda Almet, not a Koreb who over whom he is Mechuyev to be Nisab. So there is no meat. So it more as the Kashi. How can you say that the Bryce, the Mishnah, has reference to Mezda Almet, but the Mishnah doesn't say Akireya Bechamosi, Bealmes, Bealmei say? In other words, it's his bereavement, his mess, that means it's a relative of his. For Mesikotone, as Limore says, Leilom, the mess, the day. In other words, it is a close relative. But, Ubehano, the Lavne Abeles Nino, because Achil Abeles is only the Shisho, Kredi, Hamur, Meteo, Ovi, Bine, Bne, Ubite, Ochi, Achese, and Ishte, Sheva Zuishte. So then, but any other Kore, even if he is a close relative, an uncle, an aunt, so then there is no Chiyubor Abeles. So Mele, if he was Kereya, even though it's Mese, it's his bereavement, it's a close relative, but not one of the Shisha Kredim Amurim Bateiro, so there is no Mitzvah of Kriye, so he's in the Kaur. From basic atone, so the Gemara says, "Lo may the day." Ubi hano the lab me abeles nim. Now let's see the Rashi. Nira bein aydoch egalsinon. Bilemin akir bechamosi abeil al meisi chayev. Biaf al pishem echalas haShabbos yotim nekriye. That's the deal that we have. Umay the goras hagir akireya bechamosi abeil al meisi. Af al pishem echalas haShabbos. So in other words, so what's the difference between the girls that we have and the other girls say, he says, Umaydi Goras, so that the difference is in one word, because the girls that we have, and that's Rashi's girls say, Hakriya b'chamosi v'abeylei v'almei yisei chayim. So it says chayim. Then it says, V'yaf al-pishe b'chalas ha-shabes, yotzu yidikri. But then there's another girl say, Hakriya b'chamosi v'abeylei v'almei yisei, doesn't say Chayim, Afal Pi Shemechalas HaShabbos Yotzu Yidichri. So Umay Digoras Hakir Chamos Abir Almeisei Afal Pi Shemechalas HaShabbos Yotzu Yidichri. Lo Yodane Ma Yotzu Yidichri Shayach Lema Abir Chamosi. If we are Geiris the way we are Geiris Hakirei Abir Chamosi Yubavele the Almeisei is Chayim, so then we can say that Afal Pishem Chalas HaShabbos Yotzi Kriye relates to Meisei, not Rabbis. But if we are not Geres Chayim, so if we are Geres, Hakereya B'chamosi Yubavele V'yal Meisei Afal Pishem Yotzi Yidei Kriye, so then it's a Deichak to say that it refers only to Meisei, because if it's a Schayev and then there is a new sentence, so we say the new sentence relates only to Kareya or Meisei, not Gerbach HaMosei. But if we don't say Schayev, so it's one sentence, so Meile, it appears as if the Yotzi, the Kriye, relates to both. Why knock out? Bechamosi, if he says Chayev, so then there are two sentences. So the first sentence he tells us, Chamosi, that is Chayev. Then the other sentence he tells us that you ask a kashe, maybe he shouldn't be Eitzed, he needs a three in the case of Kareya Al-Teisei, because after all he does such a terrible Avere, so one has nothing to do with the other. He has a big Avere, he's Chayev, he's Mechalas HaShabbos, but the Mitzvah Kriye, he's Mekayem anyway. But if we are not Geres Chayev, so then it appears that the Brayis is only telling us that he was Yetzi the Kriye. He's not telling us that he's Chayev, because he doesn't even say Chayev. If he says Chayev, so then he's telling us he's Chayev. So he has to mention Chamosei also that he's Chayev. That he's Chayev. Because I could say he's a Mikalka. The Mishnah says he's Potter. but if we are not there is higher. So then the Braise doesn't even tell us that he's higher. What is the Braise telling us? That he's Mikhaimi de Kriya, that there's no application to Kriya Bahamose, so it's difficult. But we have to say, I mean, so Rashi rejects that, yes. But those who argue, so say that even though he doesn't say Chayev, but sometimes you have a certain word that is not mentioned, but it's understood. So you have to consider it as if it had been written Chayev, but still Rashi rejects that, yes, because it's not smooth. Lo yedane mayosi de akriya shayach in hachamosei va mayin maka bachamosei yosri de kriya shodom chayim de kriya al meis hobi mez de day preis dikton a chayim de mez de day isha chayim de kriya al hil kach kriya de day laf kil politik do meisei name kton masnis Zudmore says leilom meis de day isha mito de kiva yom in bahano lad me abeles nu sheino meis an amur mitash eskiyani obi bi mei pnei u pitei ve ochi ve achai sei. So Rashi mentions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but there is a seventh one on the Chuyra Beres. Ishtei, Sheirei zu Ishtei. There is no Chamish Chon Shetea. Okay. One second. Ima vishim alei shemeo akiyanim niyarem b'mahad aleem li nefesh lo yitamo b'yamo kin mishere akore velo li ime yu lobi b'lebnei yu viti ulochi ulachin se apsu akrei vola shal hoysu li ish lo yitamo. So ime yu obi ptu b'nei viti po ochi 5 ulachin se apsu akrei vola shal ish li ish lo yitamo 6, but then there is shere. What is shere? So Rashi said there's kiyanim b'limo yibomet in Shere Elishti, so there are 7 kredim. Not Shisha kredim, but 7 kredim. But Rashi doesn't mention it because he doesn't mention the whole posse, because he just mentions half of the posse. But in the other posse, Shere Akola, they love, that's the first one, and Shere Elishti, he doesn't mention. But the Rambam is very strange, he has respect to Elishti. Alright, okay, that's the Rabban. But Ishtay, Shere is Ishtay. So the Rambam is very critical. And then, this is in the base of the Sodwa Loche out. Then again, in the Loche is the same craving, Hamurim the Teor. So not only the Chilur Abeles, but the Kayen is Mutter and Mikhuyet to imitami himself. It's in the Sesk. Maise b'yesek hakeel she meiso ishti garak Pesach to rehotso l'itame, because we didn't want to have problems with the avas kom Pesach because meiso. So the Rambam says in Pirgeis l'chesod l'aloch ezaye ishti shal keel nistamelo al kol chay vein nistamelo elo midbe seifu omi midbe seifu ishti shere zu ishti since when is it midbe seifu. And there the Rambam says, Osuo kimes mitzvah, kibni she'ein lo yeirish, elohu lo yitimtso mi she'isasiko. Ve'in mitamei elo limsuo bilvat, aval ha'utso ein mitamei. So the Rambam says that the heter for a key and a husband, the mitamei to his wife is mit Rabbon, you do say. So, Why? Because of circumstances. Where did the Rambam get this time of circumstances? That's the Gemara that in the Gomes, in the Sugya, the Machlekes, Amoroi, where the Yeshkiya, the Kachon, the Kadol, the Atero, the Kumba, say, the Shebal Pais, everybody agrees, like Sodim Bitzitzes, or Shefer, and Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, or Zulev, and the first day on Shabbos, so neither I say I have to blow the shofar, I have to take the lid, but because of the Xere, Shema Yadav is the Adame, so the Chachomim were in care, the mitzvah of Shefer, the mitzvah of Gulev, or the mitzvah of Tzitzes, the Pishtan. Why? Because Yeshkiya, the Chachom, like a dog matere, even the deer is Bishabal Pais. What the Kumba say, so there is Machleket, the Rafriz, the Rabnos Bareshe, the Yivones, we ask him, like the Mandoma, that in Kiya be at Chachon, like a dog matere, the Kumba say, there is only with the show, like in Yoba Akana. So, Yo didn't be Teras Novi, but the same thing applies to Beznagod too. So, but with daylight, the Kumba say, we ask not. So the more as a kashe ish diktano if the wife diktano and he say and she got married to Shin Rabbonon, so that's only the difference with Rabbonon, and she can know it through meal, so it's only with Rabbonon, and the right says she's not his wife, so the halacha is if the husband is a kohen and she dies, he's allowed to be tame. So the more says Bishleime contra nos parishe that Yeshkiya b'chachom lakadol matire b'kum basei. All right, you understand? But according to the Mandoma, that I think it's the other way around. Rav Chizkiya says Yeshkiya b'chachom. But according to the Mandoma, that Einkiya b'chachom lakadol matire b'kum basei. Here it's kum basei. So how is the husband allowed to be tamei himself? How could the chachomim be matir? And these are the rice and the kumba say. So the Gemara says, Osu kimes mitzvah. Why Osu kimes mitzvah? Because in view of the fact that she is his wife, some male he asks, some male her other claiming feel alienated from her. Because they know they are not going to Yashna. Some male they will be neglectful of her. So she has a universe. So the Kashi, the teacher says the Kashi, Mes Mitzvah has a certain definition, and Mes Mitzvah means, only Kaelin, that he, even if somebody screams for help, no one will come to attend to the burial. That's Mes Mitzvah, but it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that because of the fact that the husband's Yashin's her, so no one will attend to a burial, Chas V'Sholem, I mean, Klal Yisrael, Asot Chalzorim, I mean, what it only means, they feel a little alienated. They'll feel they will not be so involved. But it's not in the Smithsonian Amish. So how can it be mutar for the husband to meet himself? So Teisves says, the Bichridesh, that even the Mandoma, even the Nosh Bareishe, says in here, the Chachon, Lakadon, Hatira, the Kumba, say, but Bidover Hademe, Yeshke, all right. That's the issue. But the Ritva in the Bomes says something else. This she did is a big finish. The Dover Adinde Yeshkiya Bechachom Lakadol Matir. But the Ritva says something else. He says there is a lochit Nosi Shemeis. So a Kayan is allowed to be Mitamis when a Nosi dies. Beise Yev Shemeis Rebbe. So Botlokum, all the Kayan will Mitamis themselves for Rabbi Nap. Why? What is that? Because he's Mes Mitzvah. So why is he Mes Mitzvah at all? He has so many Kevrim. Mes Mitzvah means one who has no Kevrim. So then, even he came Godo, he is allowed and he is Mechuyev to be Mitam himself. Because if he wouldn't attend to the burial, so he will remain unburied. But, you see, he has thousands of Jews who are ready to be Mitam himself. So the Mitzvah says that Shati is that Inley Kivrin doesn't mean Inley Kivrin who doesn't have a single person who attends to his burial. Inley Kivrin means Inley Kivrin Lifi Chvede. So, and an ordinary person, so if he has Kivrin, we don't even can look at this. How many Kivrin he has? Whether he has 1,000 Kivrin, who are on top of 100, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1, as long as he can do it, so it means Yeshu Kivrin. By Mashinkin, by Nosi Shemei, so then the Chiyuv is incumbent upon each and every Jew to be Mitapin with. Cannot say, well, he has enough Kivrin without, because that's the covenant of the Nosi, that everybody has to participate in the burial. So Mimele, if one Jew will not participate in the burial, so then he's only Kivrin. He has Kivrin, but not enough. But by no ordinary person, so it is enough. But by Nosi, the Chiyuv is for everyone to be mitapel b'sam. So Mimele, the Takonis Chachomim was by Mishtetano, the Ritzos explains, by Mishtetano, that the husband is mechuyet to be mitapel in the court. He cannot say, well, I turned it over to the Chavakadishi, I don't have to do anything. They know better. No, he's mechuyet himself to be mitapel himself in the court. He cannot delegate it to anybody else. So Mimele, even if he has a Chavakadishe, he has 100 Kivrin, but it's Eilo Kivrin, because Eilo Kivrin that are mechuyet to be mitapel. This is how the reflection, whatever the pshat is, be it what it is. This Gemara mentions in respect to Ishtitano, but not in respect to Ishtitano, where she is his wife with the right side. So the Rambam mentioned this stam, Osur Kemes Mitzvah, even in respect to Ishtitano. It's very strange. Now, I think that the Rambam is not difficult in any way. Now, there are some who say that the Rambam says in Persephone, even though the Gemara says, Gemara is Christian, Ishayo is Mishteh, because of the Rambam Shiteh, that for anything that is reduced to the Yiddish Hatir and Reshet, then by Kushi Kesev, he is called in Persephone. It doesn't mean Chassid Sholem, the Rabbonim. It means there are two categories that arise. There is one category that arises that is and there is another category that I say that is not implicit in the Kriyas Shamikho. It is Eilu Veilu Dibre Elokim Chayim, and one is just as MS as the other, but it's different categories of the Raises, and it's not a question of semantics. In Al-Bidin there is a difference. For example, in regard to the Aloche that Nishba Levatel Samitsu Yishvashot, the Rambam says, "Nishba sheyecho chotzi kazayis mivelas utreipes the shvu yischal utzati kvashon." So why? But the Rambam passes like a chen el chotzi shiur is also not a or. So the Ram in shvuas and Mukiyetsef in shvuas, they explain it because of the Rambam shite that anything that is not explicit or implicit in the Kiddush Mikro, but is deduced to the Mishatir and Kreshelben, it's in the Raise, but it's a separate category of the Raise. So merely in regard to the Aloche, that Nidba with Adres and Mitzvah is the Shvua Shov, it applies only to that category of the Raise that is explicit, implicit in the Kiddush Mikro, but not to the categories or to the category of the Raises that is deduced to the Mishatir and Kreshelben. Some melee when the Rambam says the Tamala will be the safe mean, doesn't mean you are safe from the Rabbanah, but it means like Yushikes, what is the right? So two things. First of all, here the Rambam uses the Lashon you are safe, but in basically of Chesovu, Halacha Aleph, he says, Eilu Shod Chayim Yisabla Yitevo, Yi שמתחיל מיליובי, בי ופיפי ואוקי ואחרי צניובי, ומדבריהם שיסבל לו איש על אישתי הנשואו. מדברי, הרמב״ם never uses the expression דבריהם in regard to something like the כסף חס ושולם, only in the sacred, because in the sacred doesn't mean the רבון, in the sacred means the sacred, the חכונים, the used it for the מידי שאתם משהו. But דבריהם, as it applies only to something that is in the Rabbah. And then, the Rambam here, in regard to Tumas Kiyani, he says, Osur Kmes Mitzvah. And that Osur Kmes Mitzvah, the Gemara in Yevomis, mentions in regard to Ishtik Tano. So the Rambam means here, in the sake of Mamesh Mitzvah. Mamesh Mitzvah. Then there is some say Peretz, that according to the Rambam, the Droshe of Sheri Zuishtei is stolen the Machlekes Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabono, where the Abal is Yirish as Ishti Midatero or Omni Rabbah. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Baal is Yirish as Ishti Midatero, because in the Parsha of Yerusha in Pinchot, the Torah says Ishtei, so that's Ishtei, and Rabono says it's only Rabbah. So Meile, this Grosh in Teraskian, and the Yevonis, the Chere Zuishtei, that goes only, that accords only with the view of Hashim Gamliya, who we got in Yerushim, says that Chere means Ishtei, but since Rambam passes like Rabbonon, that the Baal Yashis is wife, only with Rabbonon, so Chere in the parish of Yerushim, it does not mean each day, it means the closest color, the next of you. So maybe here, too, when you say Sheirei, Akolo, it means the next of kin, and the Shisha Kredim who are enumerated after Sheirei. But this is not so, because Sheirei is a Yishtei in regard to Tume. It's not controversial, it's not only Machlekes, it's a Gemara in the Poreshes that it's not only Machlekes, only in respect to the Sheirei in the parish of Pinchos, there is a Machlekes between Hashim Gamliel and Rabban. But in respect to Sheirei, in the parish of the Meskiyan in the Meir, there is no Machlekes. And then the Rambam even says, Osur Kmes Mitzvah. Kmes Mitzvah. So that the Gemara mentions only in respect to Ishtik Tano. This is the Raya. The Gemara only has the Kashet against the Mandoma. The Mandoma that in Kiev, you have come like a Don Mateo. So the Gemara should ask the Kashet in respect to every Ishtay. In respect to every Ishtay, I live with the Rabbon of Shimon. So that's a very strange terrace. But I think that the Rambam is not difficult at all. Now, the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs that all the devices that are produced in English at your own precious pen, produced in English at your own precious pen, so are not to be counted in the Minyan Tayyar. Why? Because it's Dibra Sefer. So it doesn't mean Dibra Sefer, it's shown Dibra Sefer. It means Tayyar has reference to those devices that are implicit in the Jewish, because there is aloha, a recreating the Jewish. So even though the drash is just as MS as the Jewish only call, but the drash never excludes, negates the Jewish only call. That's the aloha of a recreating the Jewish. And I mentioned that once. From my father, I heard, let's say, Trishme in Paschal, like the Rabbonim of Frederick, the Trishme is the merit of Haloshim. The merit of Haloshim. Let's say in Trishme, we have the Pasuk, Yishinantam Livanech. What's the Trishme called Yishinantam Livanech? Oh, if you are going to translate it into English, thou shalt teach to your children. That's the Trishme. What the Trishme, the very Trishme is, so if somebody wants to be Eitzik Shlishme by reciting a Kmimish, not the Rosh Nakedesh, Chechzob in the Torah, it's got Kmimish. So he has to translate. So how should he translate? According to the traditional Mikvah or according to the Rosh? Obviously, according to the traditional Mikvah. In other words, when you recite it in English, you have to say, "For Vishnanvarnecha, thou shalt teach it to thy children." Not, "Thou shalt keep it fluent in your mouth." Because Eli creates in the future. So in other words, there is a roche of Eli creates in the future. So in Eli, which Rambam Shifu is, the more in Sifrid of Gimel, there is an apprentice between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Lo Yitamo, Rabbi Shmuel says the Shiz. Rabbi Akiva says Chay, but that Gimel is saying, Chay, he passed like Rabbi Akiva. So in Eli, the Rambam Shifu is the view of the Rambam Shifu. Of the reception that they have to keep the oils of the rices. Now, here, of course, Sheirei Zuishtei, there's the drash. But what is the traditional mikro, according to the Rambam? The traditional mikro of King Sheirei Akoradeino, it means to his next of kin. Who are they? Yimei, Yobi, Yimei, Yimei, there's a tradition. And but the Rashi is Sheirei Zuishtei. That Ishtei is also an extra thing. But that's not a tradition. So Meile, the Rambam Shiti is that as far as the Rakidus Haloche of Loni Tamo Zuchaibo, Loni Tamo Zuchaibo. So that is limited only to those craving who are spelled out in the tradition. Doesn't apply to the craving who are not spelled out in the traditional mikro, but in the drash. So the final analysis, it means that in respect to the craving, the shisha craving, who are spelled out in the posik, in the traditional mikro, so then Tumaskeyam is a chayit. But in respect to each day, it's only a rishus. Yes?
What
the rishus
knows that
in respect to everyone, it's a rishus. I mean, what's the question? Rabbi Shmuel holds that Lord Tommy in general is a rishus. It's not a mitzvah, it's only a rishus. But Rabbi Uyi Pasno, like Rabbi Kiveh, that Lord Tommy is a chayv. So the chayv applies only to those who are spelled out, not to each day. Who is not spelled out in the Jewish Mikro, but is deduced to the Yiddish Akhlevash. But, Maise B'Yesef HaKeyen, Shemeiso Ishtei, they are a Pesach, in Rosso Itamei, and the Kofar is Magnus and Shemeiso Ishtei, Nafshei, so that's in the Rambam. So, this is the Pshat in the Rambam. So, Meile is no Kashen in the Rambam. So the Rambam says here, the Rambam Shiti is like the Reed, that Adilas Yindishin is Midarais. Adilas Yindishin is Midarais. Where is it mentioned? Midarais in the Rambam, in the Mitzvah says, in the Mitzvah of Lolitam. So in other words, so it's the same Mitzvah as Tumaskiyam. Because the Mitzvah of Tumaskiyam is the Mitzvah of Kovet. Of Kovet. So Mela Adilas is also Kovet. So here he mentions the Chiyu. So he says in the Hebrew, Eilu Shodom Chayev Yisadol, Chayev, Min Reiser Yisadol. So only Shisha Kremi, Imei Yodi, Nei 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 Yodi, so he doesn't mention just the Rishus. Alkohol, that's because of the Chayev. That is the Chayev. Sad Rishus, we need the cave. You can have the cave and the Rishus, when you can't go on the same thing. The Balkochel, that is only the same thing. Why? Or so, let's listen. But the Hepe Abdu, we can't make it. That is in the right. And I think that's the twin chapter. Yes?
A curious thing. When Mersh is a Kayyid, and Shabbos the Korea, but you don't say that to Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't say Mr. Boker Berry.
Oh, I didn't see your Shabbos passion in Shabbos. Shabbos passion. I don't know whether I'll have time to discuss it. But your Shabbos passion in Shabbos. Alright. Now you're more in your Shabbos. Fine. Now the Gemara is kashing. Now, maybe that is Rashi Shita also, but it's not necessary to say it to Rashi. Because Rashi is a little difficult. I mean, it's not very hard to say, it's also true. Not a very strong kashim, because they can say lot dafke, ton of ishaya, because remember Rashi says leilam b'meiz didei shemuto l'tikeva yomiyo b'hano lab me'abesni sheino me'yisam adno l'pashis kiyani ovi fi b'nei b'tei b'ochid ha'cheitze. So it doesn't mention ishte, so we can say lot dafke ton of ishaya. Or to Kerucha Lechem Lezer. So, that's a very good terrace. But, it's possible if Rashi is a Rambam, but that is a bit Kiddush. If Rashi is a Rambam, some male Rashi cannot mention Ishti. Because here it's a question of Mikalke. But if it's Mikalke, if it's the Raisa, then it's not Mikalke. He's not the culprit. But if he's only in the Rabbonon, if the Chiyuv Kriya, the Chiyuv Kriya is like the Chiyuv Aveiles. Some Mele, it's not in the Raise. Some Mele in the Raise, there is no mitzvah. Some Mele could be considered in Kalkil, so it's fine. But it's not necessary to see it in Rashi, because we can say simply in Rashi that what that Ketan Vishay. Oh, now we know as the Kashi. Die Chochem und Juge Michaie, die Tanja Chochem Chemes, Hakel Kremo, Hakel Kremo ist auch ein Eidach, alleine Hakel Ki Kremo, Hakel Kerem Olof, Hakel Chilzen Olof, Chilzen Olof, also means Kremo, but it means, in Korea Nagyos, Tefach, kenne wir Umbeh, I mean, and not only in Tefach, and not only in Galles Libe, but you bear the shoulder. So Hakel Chaitano, and Hakel Bagno of the Chove, because there is Aloha Suda Saboy, the first Suda that Anoku eats, so he's not allowed to eat the Shalei, but his friends have to accommodate him with the meal. So when the Chochan is made, so everybody participates in the Suda Saboy. So Mimele, he should not be in the Kalkel. So you should be higher, but you still have the love chochem. So the Gemara says, "Be odom kosher uchiyuben mechay." Now, so here from this Gemara, it appears that even if somebody is not a tamid chochem, but if he's an odom kosher is what was called an al chalit. But an al chalit, as my father said, doesn't mean a Haid who doesn't steal. An Al-Harid means a Haid who is Mikayim, all the mitzvahs, and Mokim, and Mokhaberim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, even if he's not either of the Averis, but if he doesn't take off from his time to do news Hasodim to others, he's not in the Madrid of the Kosher. So Mele, an Odom Kosher, an Al-Harid, so is Chiyuben Mechay, so it's mashma from the apparent loshes meaning of the expression in the Gemara that is Chiyuv Mikareya. I'm Chiyuv Mikareya. But not all the shame, no one is named that. No one is today Kareya Kriya and the Ktire of Nodim Kosher. So, why not? Because the Ram mentions another pshat. The shite of the Ramban and the Ramban and the Maram Rutenberg is that Chiyuv Mechayev means simply that you have the Chiyuv to be Kereya and the Nisei of Nodem Kosher. But the Ram says no, there is no Chiyuv to be Kereya, because the Mora doesn't say Odom Kosher Shaleis Hakum Vyom Mikreya Olam, as the Gemara says in respect to Chochem, Hakum Kerol, Gemara doesn't say it. But the Gemara says, Yodim kosher uch binyubim lechai. Wak mechoy lechai bitani. Ma misim bonu bonu meyu son shalom. Shalom kishim ktani. Shalif ke binisablo lechai kosher. So, superficially it appears as if the price is saying chas v'sholem that the reason is why sometimes a person is overtaken by a tragedy and is born of a mistake and die in order that he should be misavol chas v'sholem. How can you say that? Kim shiyifke avuni shakunre elo mitnei shalom bocho binisavol al v'koshem שכל הרבה יתחל בין כושר מייחלו לו על כל אדוני ישראל בשביל קודש עוד סום מילה יזנת עם קלקי אבל זה זה לא יצריך את לב בין כושר so the Ram says there is no appeal to Kireya and the kosher all the Gemara says that there is a appeal to the Yisabel of the kosher Yisabel doesn't mean Sichibe to take off the shoes it means Misabel internal, tomorrow after. And how does this internal Avelis manifest itself? Through Triye, through other things. But it doesn't mean Misabel Mamish Avelis. So, Mele, there is a Chiyu to be Misabel internal. So, Mele, if he's Kereya, as a manifestation of his internal, mourning, so then there is a Mitzek Yumis. So the mirror is not the couch, but here there is. That's the reason as why people are made here. No one is here when the kosher dies because we rely on the shiris of shaming that there is no chiyuv of tree. It's not like chochav shemesh when there is a chiyuv of tree. But here, everybody is mechuyev to misaber internally. Why? To be misaber over the kosher. So mele there is a mitzvah kiyumis when it hears tria. So mele is not in the kalkil. So he's not in the kalkil, so he's fine. Alright. So, shit. But there's a machlik in Rishenim. Now, the Rishenim who explained the Gemara Kipshite, literally, that the kosher kiyumim lechai means there is a chiyuv to be kireya. So they ask the question, so how do we visualize the aloche of Hakam Shemeis, Hakel Kreilov, Hakel Kirilov, Hakel Kriotzinov? But, Monekshek, if the Chochem is not in the Kosher, so then there is no Chiyuv, even to be Kireya Mitzad Chochem. Because only if the Chochem is not in the Kosher, but if the Chochem is not in the Kosher, there is no chiyuv of kavod from the chacham that he should resolve. So he must be not in kosher. Even in kosher, so he mechuyev to be kireya anyway. So why do you mention mitzat chochem? So there are several truths. Of course, the Rishonim like the Ram who say that by kosher there is no chiyuv, it's only mitzvah kiyumis, so it's no kasher. But the Rishonim who say that chiyuv in the chayim means there is a chiyuv of tria, so then the question arises. So why does the crisis say chochem shemes hakel keno? If he has to be in the kosher anyway, because he's not in the kosher, just the chochem, not in the kosher. So mele there is no chiyuv of kosher for him that is due to the chochem. So he has to be non kosher, so you are mechuyev to be kireya, and the score of the kosher, regardless of the chochem. So some of the Rishonim give the teretz that the Rambam give the teretz, there is a difference. By the kosher, there is a few of kireya, but only if you heard about the nisal kireya. But suppose he heard about Tira and Kosher after the correct. There is no chiyuv tria. Vashinkim by Chochem, even if he hears it, after Kfure, he still has to be kireya. And then David for gives the Teretz that by Chochem, so the price says, Hakul Chiyuv Tzinov. Chiyuv Tzinov means he has to tear the whole shoulder, bare shoulder. That's only by Chochem Shemes. But for the kosher, he only has to be Kerei Eitan. So whatever. So anyway, there is a Machlekes Veshem. Whether Chiyuv and Mechayev means Mamesh, Chiyuv, Kriye, or there is a Chiyuv, Lisabro, internally, Kriye, and so on. But because of that, so there is a mitzvah kiyumis of tree. So melee is not to be cut. Then the Gemara asks another question. Do you call your mishas in Zeus Lishom? Chiyuv and Mechaye. Chiyuv and Mechaye. Tanya Reb Shem Melozer in the rain. You are nest mishas in Zeus Lishom. Chaye Mikreya. Holy Moses Daniel is the Tanya Shem in Israel for. So the halacha that if somebody any Jew, and most Rishayim, there is a Machlid of Rishayim, but most Rishayim say, and we pass fish from all pastors like that, even if he's a Rosh. But as long as he's not a Numal Hachitz, he's only a Numal Job, so anybody who witnesses the Tzis Nishome of the Jew, even Pishin Israel, if he's only a Numal Job, not in Numal Hachis, so he's in Chuyot to the Kerei. So again, he's not in Kaukil because there is a Kim Amitzi of Kriya. So the Gemara says, Loitzricha de Loi Koye Bishas Yitzir Sisho. That, when the Mishnah says, a Kriya Amese, so he's not there because he's in Kaukil, so he doesn't have reference. Might have reference to how it may say a relative, but the relative like an uncle, not the relative of the Shisha or Shiva craving or Amur in Mateo, but another relative. So, and he's not a Talmud Chochem, and he's not a Talmud Kosher, and he's not a Midol of Bishas and Tzivus Nishon. So then he is in the cult. So the Gemara says, Teinach may say. So, you reconcile the Estire between the Mishnah and the Braisa in respect to Meisa. Because the Mishnah says that so it's higher that the Mishnah's reference to the Koran, but not the Kriyim Amur Matiyah. So there is no mitzvah of truth. But how about this near in respect to Kerei Bachamosei? So the Mishnah says Kerei Bachamosei is Motea, and the Braisa says Kerei Bachamosei is Chayim. El Chamosei Chamosei Kashye, so the Gemara says Chamosei Achamosei Namori Kashye, Horeb Yude, Horeb Shimen. Horeb Yude, the Mamloch Hashem Tzrich Holi Gufo Chayim. The price represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara Shemitzrich Holy Gufo is higher. So Meile Akre B'chamosi is higher. And the Mishnah represents the view of Rabbi Shimon Bar Shemitzrich Gufo is better. So Akre B'chamosi. So Meile is Melocha Shemitzrich Gufo. Or Rabbi Shimon Bar Melocha Shemitzrich Gufo Kodaleo. Ima Bishom Esle Rabbi Yehuda Nisaki. Bin Kalkil Misham Esle. So the Judaism only says that it is Misaki, but the Russians are really good for. So Chayfer and Sorg are lovely, so he's Potter, so he's Chayf. Mashainke, here is Mikaukel, so the Judaism is making Mikaukel is Potter. Om Rabob, my name is Misaki, he's going to make a swag with Yitzray. So he's Misaki. So the more as a kasha, Chayk Abu Mishore, והתניה רבשים מלוזרים משום חילופי ברגרי שאומה משום רבי יחם ולורי המקר לבגודו בחמוסי והמשה בקילו בחמוסי והמפזר מאיסה בחמוסי ימינכו קילד הבוזורי שכך ומוסי של יצרעה הימים עלי עשי כך ומוחרם לעשי כך עד שאימא לי אבי הבוזור עד הילך והילי אומר אבוי מי כל יהיה וכל יחזור ולששתחנו לעיניך, כי זהו היוזור שנדיגו בשלו במדעים הזה יצררה, So the melee passed this halosh on the Gemara tends to indicate that the Gemara is saying that you deal the fact that kol ha-keis is kareya v'zore, so the melee is not in the sake, even though he released the tension, and perhaps he averts his stroke that way, so his blood pressure doesn't go up because he's kareya kilim v'chavmasi, so releasing that tension, if he wouldn't be kareya, so he would remain tense and excited, so his blood pressure would go up and he'd get his vote. He's still not considered a misaki. Why? Because kolaki is kolaki. So even though he averts his stroke thereby, he's still not considered a misaki because he's a chayte. He has an outburst. So that's the kashas of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, in other words, when internally he's calm, but he just makes his show, and it's a good extra. So he makes his show as if he had been excited. But internally he's calm. So the male is not too able to absorb it. So the male, and he disciplines the members of his family that way, the household that way. So the male, he's not in the cult. But suppose he's internally excited, even though he does discipline the family through that excitement, so then he's still in the calcium because he's killing it on his own. There's a passion. Jeho, the Rabbi Sholit Matzweiser, Rabbi Chabiyakov, Rabbi Manitvire, Rabbi Shishis, Rabbi Ramsen, Mina Aveishe, Rabbi Abel, Tova Nacht. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. ופרחים עומדי חוכם הוא זה שמאז חיוב ומחייב למה להתחייב בחיוב ומחייב וניסק וגם הלפותח חיוב צליץ ולפונות חוצי קרטף כמו כקורוע עד שכסי פרחוצי ארומו ונשאול להסביר נבר מאוד בחובו של נבר נעבין בחובו סוד הראשינו שוב להיכל איניך ומשלהי ועושה לי כמה מי רחמה לחזקים לחמנו שמתי חייב הרבה נשאר לכי נמשיך טוב, נותן לי תרומה שכהנאי. וסיבתיר של נצטרף, אבל סיבתיר של נצטרף חייב לקריאה, כי להמרים לי קוט ולגיל שסור הפניות, כי נרסים לי פוחד ולקור ופודים, אף נשמס ישראל, אני תל עזדינו להישאים לכל ביתי ישראל, שאין ביתי רואו מצווס. So we passed in like the machine and even in the middle of the ordinary. If you see me just as he says, he here we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. A very basic machlekes. And we use all the Rishonim of the Bible. Umeise ameise yochanan ha'ave motzuli. Yalu mikor ado yilifri atane yalu yisuk mele prabude mitzis ames lekei. So Rashi says, now the Gemara is saying the parents in order to answer the spirit Mishnah writes in respect to Hamosi that the Mishnah represents the view of Rav Shimon and the Raisa represents the view of Rav Yudeh. So the Gemara is chizir from the first verse. Ho b'mez di day, ho b'mez di alme. Because now the Gemara is saying that both the Mishnah and the Raisa, that's how it takes this. Understood Rashi can have reference to Mez the day and Mez the hour. So when the Mishneh has says Hakriya b'Chavoy Rosim Ba'omei say is Hoter, it has reference not only to Mez the hour, but even Mez the day. Shisha Shiva Kredi are moving the tail. So he's still Hoter. Why? Because it according to the Yotra Shimeh. And the price that says Akireya Meise Yishayet represents the view of Rav Yudeh, the sense of view of Rav Yudeh. So Mele, and in the case where he's not in the calculator, when he does it for a constructive purpose, Mezdeh, or even, we'll soon see, even in Mezdeh Alme could also be for a constructive purpose. Suppose his Kerea Kriya and Onku, but the Onku was very devoted to him. And the children of the Onku, they expect the nephews to be Kerea. And if he will not be Kareah, they'll be alienated, and there'll be hostility between the causes. So then there is no mitzvah of Kareah, only because of the Akisholet. But Baltashris is not in there, Mikalke is in Mikalke. So it's not in Mikalke. You could say he's in Mikalke. No. So according to Rashi, it's mashma, the way the Rishonim understand Rashi, that in such a case, I'll leave the Rabbinah of the Chayim. Even if it's Kareya, Kriya, and Nomba. But if he does it, not just like that, but he does it in order to avoid evil, to avoid hostility between in the family, there should be Shalom Bayis. So then, he's not certainly not even about Tashris, that goes without saying. But he's not in the culture either. It's like, Kareya, Godin, Mimio, Mahino, Ainishe, Beis. That's Rashi. Cases is right. Yes, what is it?
Why is it? Mishnah, she's clear. Why is it? Why is it not transcribed?
No, on the contrary, Rashi says that according to that Stace says that may say the Kreim Amor Mateo, then it's in Lochatz Rum Gupo. But Rashi is that according to Rav Shimon, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Mez Da'ano or Mez Da'ay. But it's still in Lochatz. Because Melochashim Tzricha Legufo, it's always considered Melochashim Tzricha Legufo. Because according to Rav Shimon, so then that has Melochashim Tzricha Legufo, so the tikkun has to be a stasis comes out. Tasis that Gufo has to be in the good Adobo. Tasis also in another places in Shabbos. So there has to be not an extraneous tikkun, but we'll discuss it here. The Gemara of Kavod has to be an inherent, intrinsic. If we say melocha, it has to be melocha tzricha legufo. So tikkun mitzvah is not enough. Tikkun mitzvah is not enough. There has to be an intrinsic, mundane tikkun, not a spiritual tikkun. Let's say chabure b'nire. There's also tikkun. He removed the shemo, and he's not evil. He's not evil in mitzvah of being mal, a bonof or even echad v'yisrael. So it's the biggest tikkun you could think, but it's not a physical tikkun. It's not a mundane tikkun. It's a spiritual tikkun. So Mumele is for that's Rashi, but this is Israel. The things for Shitty is that this parrots of Gemara when the Horeb Shimen relates only to Hamosi, but not to Macy, because as far as Macy is concerned, so if it's Macy today, the Kreidim Amurim the day off, so even Reb Shimen will be made. Why is it different than Chabur and Mile? Chabur and Mile is not considered a Misake, a contraption. And why is this tikkun considered Misake at all? Why is the time of Mitzvah? So by Mile, he certainly can remove the Shemor, and he's Mutalah to be Trumbo, I mean, the Kochim, and all kinds of things. There are so many tikkunim. I mean, but still we say, since the tikkun is only a mitzvah tikkun, it's a ruchni tikkun, a spiritual tikkun, it's not a physical tikkun, it's not a mundane tikkun, so the mele is not considered misake. So why is Kireya mixing the Kireya Murubatiro considered misake? So Tisha says, we'll go with the Tisha inside the mouth, but Tisha says, because by over the halacha is, if he puts on another jacket, tir shiva, he has to tear kriya. So the mele, by tearing kriya in this jacket, so that enables him to put on the jacket without tearing it. So there is a mundane tzerach. A spiritual tzerach is not considered misake, according to Rav Shimon. When they, let's learn it. So, spiritual tear. Tochia is enabling him to wear all the godly movies like this. Without a tree, he wouldn't be able to wear it. He'll have to make a tree in it. So there is a mundane accommodation, not just a spiritual accommodation. There is a mundane. That's Deza Shiv. Deza says, Alright, that's this. And the Rishonim are divided on that question. On that question. Now just... What? I can't remember because I somebody read it. Okay. So, tomorrow we should follow it up and then go over the Tzvah and Tzvah, and then it's discussed in Yonah of Habib Halim Moshe.
Marmor, are you saying something? Yeah. I have a class that'll be in the minute.
Yeah.